I want to begin by putting something into your heart tonight.
我今晚开头的时候，我要先把一些东西放在你们的心中。
And I want to talk to you about a new paradigm shift that has come to the body of Christ.
我要跟各位分享的就是在现在这个世代里面，我们正面临到一个巨大的转变。
And if you don't understand this paradigm shift, you still are living in ignorance.
因此，如果你不能够明白我们现在所面临这样的一个时代的转换，你就变成是什么？你仍然活在无知当中。
And it is so sad sometimes that the people of God are so slow to tap on revelation knowledge.
但是非常可悲的一件事情就是我们看到神他自己的子民却非常对他的这种启示性的一些的带领或者是一个对一个时代性这样的一些启示非常迟钝的去发掘出来。
I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on the 12 kingdom views of business.
所以我首先要跟各位分享的就是从这个天国的这样的一个企业的角度来讲，总共有十二点。
I'm telling you that the body of Christ is going to raise up powerful, anointed businessmen.
我要告诉各位的是，我们的确，我们可以确认一件事情，在末后的世代，你要看见神开始兴起非常有恩高、有能力的这个商人、生意人。
And we have in the past have read many books that are written by the ministers of the gospel.
我们在过去已经看过不少这些这个非常有能力的一些传道人他们所著作的书。
But there is coming a time that books shall be written by anointed, powerful businessmen.
接下来的世代要转换成，你会看到在书架上面陈列的都是一些大有恩高能力的一些基督徒从业人员所写的书。
Throughout the past history of the church development, we have many heroes and heroines.
我们在过去的历史里面会看到教会里面产生许许多多的这些英雄人物。
But all these heroes and heroines are all found within the full-time ministry.
这些不管是男性或女性的这些英雄人物也好，你会发现他们的成功都是在哪里？全职的侍奉上面。
But a new change is coming.
但是新的转换要来到。
God is raising up.Heroes among the businessmen circles.
那个转变就是神他要开始在职场上面兴起他的工人。
The new paradigm shift is coming right now very strongly into the business world.
你要看见在职场上面神要兴起一个非常大的转变。
And these are the 12 things that are coming.
所以会有十二件事情你要看到发生。
Number one is called the positioning of human resources.
第一件事情就是我们所谓的这个我们人力资源的一个定位。
You know, in time past, we teach about locating the gifts and calling of every individual concerning their respective ministries within the context of the church.
在过往里面，我们所谈到的一个个人，他的呼召也好，他的生命的目的、服事等等，我们都局限在一点，就是在一个全职所谓的全职服事上面。
But there is a new perspective coming to the body of Christ.
但是今天在基督的身体里面，你要看到一个新的转变。
That is that there will be the location and the identification of the gifts and calling among the working adults in the marketplace.
那也就是你将要看见到神他在职场上面开始为他的子民个别的开始做出定位。
They will be positioned in the right place to get ready for launching into the pathway of prosperity.
那也就是说，神借着兴起这些工人呢，在职场上面就要开始将这些财富带进神的国度。
I just give you a very simple example.
举例来说。
About 3 years ago, a sister come to me.
在大约在三年以前，有一位姐妹来找我。
She said, Pastor, there are two jobs, job A and job B.Which job do you think God has chosen for me?
他就说，谭牧师啊，我有两个工作，我究竟应该选择哪一个？
I say it's time to stop praying.
那我就告诉他说，你不要再祷告了。
It's so simple.
非常简单。
You're not supposed to choose this job as a sales executive because it doesn't suit you.
我很直接的老丈告诉他说，第一个工作并不适合他，因为第一个工作他所做的是一个业务的一个执行总监，但是跟他并不合适。
You are made to be a secretary.
他的个性，他整个人呢，其实是最适合的是做秘书。
And I say, if you take this job, you are going to get a promotion, and you are going to be blessed.
所以我告诉他，只要他去接受一个秘书的职位，他很快的就会得到晋升。
And true enough, within half a year, she was promoted from a secretary to become a PA of a heart surgeon. Personal assistant.
他在很的确在他接受这个秘书的职务之后，在半年短短半年之内，他就被晋升到一个个人的特助。
It is to find the right job that suits your personality and the makeup of your constitution.
所以在你选择工作的时候，你最需要考量的就是你个人，神是怎么样造你这个人，以及你的能力最长的长处在哪里。
This is one sure way that you find the right place.So that you are ready for your blessings.
借着发现是这一点，就能够帮助你很快的来做决定，究竟你应该选择什么样的工作。
Number two.
第二点
is called personal development of life skills.
也就是你个人在生命上面、生活上面的一个技能的培养。
It is high time for the working adult in the marketplace to seriously develop life skills.
今天来到一个世代，是我们每一个人要开始很认真的来培养每一个人的工作能力。
What a life skill it is! Human resource management skill. Human resource management skills.
所谓的这个一个生活的一个工作技能，就是我们来如何做人力资源管理这样的一个技能。
Communication skills.
或者是沟通的技巧
decision making skills
决策方面的技巧
project management skills
甚至是成为一个专案负责的经理
all these skills and knowledge that you learn is going to propel you to prosperity in life
所有这些相关性职能职场上面的这种技巧一旦培养之后就能够帮助你更快速的在职场上面成功
for a long time the church has been fooled that onlyby praying they will prosper in life
我们教会已经长久以来一直被愚弄的一点就是我们总是以为只要靠祷告就能够成功
Oh, Shandai, Shandai, and I will be rich
我们就一直不断的方言祷告 Shandai, Shandai, 然后认为我就会成功
Now, I don't belittle prayer
我并不是轻看祷告
Wait till you come in the next seasons of my life you will see powerful demonstrations of the Spirit
如果你等到我下一个我的生命的下一个阶段，你会看到从我生命流露出来那样的一个大有能力的一个恩膏。
What makes you successful in life is when you develop the talents.
当你能够让你生命真正达到成功，唯一的关键就是什么？你要培养出你的能力。
I told my godson, I said, you want to be successful? Go and get a good degree. My godson.
我告诉我自己我的应该算是养这个是干儿子那我跟他讲说如果你要成功的话你就必须要去培养你的工作技能
and he said Pastor what do you mean a good degree I say get as high as possible go for PhD
我跟他讲说一定要得到很好的学历那他说那到底是什么样的学历呢我就鼓励他能够得到这个博士学位是最好的
So he's coming back in December graduating with honor in PhD in mathematics
所以呢就在今年的时候他即将要以这个数学得到数学的博士学位来毕业
For a long time the church have been deceived by Shandai Shandai and forget to take time to develop their skills
已经长久以来我们教会只是专注在用方言祷告而却忘了要确实的实际来培养一些工作技能
Watch China everyone is going for night classes they are enhancing their skills
你如果去看中国大陆的人民你会发现几乎每一个人晚上都去学校念书为什么他知道技能非常重要
This new paradigm shift is coming back to the body of Christ
所以你要确实知道在基督的身体这样的一个转变要来到
Number three
第三点
Grooming new talents through mentoring and discipleship process
借由门徒训练的方式来发展出你的才能
I'm telling you, a lot of businessmen, all they do all day long is just to make more money.
我告诉你，其实有很多的生意人，他们整天在忙的都是什么？就是赚钱。
But this is going to change from now on.
从现在开始，我告诉你，这些要改变。
Businessman is going to take time.To do mentoring to raise up new talents.
这个改变就是这些成功的生意人，他们开始要花时间来培养门徒。
Number four.
第四点。
The enlargement of the circle of influence.
也就是个人影响力的扩展。
This is the day that we are not just going to make money for ourselves. We want to be an impact in society.
现在这个时代已经不再是为了个人而来赚取钱财。而是为了要在 社会上面能够有影响力。
There is going to be a mighty invasion of the army of businessmen into society that will impact the community.
你将要看到在未来的世代里面非常神要兴起一个大非常有能力的一个军队，这个军队就是由生意人他所来组成的，这些人要借着经济而来进攻到整个社会整个社会结构里面。
Businessmen and working adults are going to take the Great Commission very seriously from now on. Great Commission, winning souls.
你会发现这些职场的从业人员，他们开始对神的这个大使命越来越认真看待。
Now whatever I'm going to share, I'm giving you a prophetic view of the near future.
我现在所跟你们分享的是用一个先知性、一个预言性的方式来告诉各位怎么样看未来。
We must catch up with revelation knowledge.
我们一定要去跟上神他这种启示性的这些知识。
Throw away your old ways and your old ideas and your old style. It's now old fashioned now.
所以请你一定要改变你的想法，改变你的心思意念，因为它已经不再合用了。
Number five, the identification of territorial harvest field sector. The identification of territorial harvest field sector.
第五点就是讲到你个人在区域性这样的一个区域性的一个认知一个认定。
Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see in the coming days that the harvest field is actually the marketplace.
这个区域性的庄稼的认定呢，你会发现这样是在哪
It's the marketplace.
它其实是在职场上面。
Every sector of societyAre the harvest fields from now on.
你会看见你所有的庄稼其实就存在在社会上的每一个阶层里面。
You know, we have always streamed out the marketplace is only a place for our career.
我们在过去总是认为职场只是属于什么？我们工作的地方。
The marketplace, every marketplace is a mission field.
但是你知道吗？每一样的职场，它都是我们去传福音的工厂。
That's why I'm telling you, I'm going to say something in advance. I'm going to shock you now.
我要先提醒各位，我接下来要讲的可能会让你吓一跳。
Are you ready for a shock?
你愿意接受吗？
Too many people had a dream to go full time.
有太多的基督徒，他爱主，但是他认为他应该要全职服事。
I'm telling you, this new idea is going to change. Better stay in the marketplace because that's the harvest field.
我要告诉你，你有那种想法的话，赶快就取消放弃，因为接下来真正的庄稼是在职场。
Just recently, last month, there was a brother that was working in a bank in Indonesia. He said, Pastor, I want to quit my job in the banking scene. I want to go into full-time ministry.
而就在最近有一次呢，有一个弟兄，他非常爱主，他跑来跟我讲，他说，这个谭牧师啊，我要把我银行的工作放弃掉，我决定要进到教会里面做全职的服事。
I say, why do you want to quit the job?
我就问他，你为什么要放弃工作呢？
Stay in the job.
你要好好的在那边。
This is a new day for the working adults.
因为新的时代已经来临了，就是要为职场的人来预备。
We have been trapped in a religious mentality that we can only serve God in full-time ministry.
我们在过去一直有一个错误的观念，一个谎言，就是什么？一个真正爱主的人呢，你就必须要在教会里面服事。
The day is coming that many people are desiring to stay in the marketplace.
新的世代来临，你要看见更多的基督徒，更多的弟兄姐妹，他们愿意在职场里面待着。
If now I'm not called, I want to be a businessman.
如果今天我不是因为神的呼召，我真的是愿意选择到。
Because I know now the key to impact society is through business.
因为我看见到整个影响社会最大的一个关键就是透过商业。
Number six, the mobilization of Good Samaritan ministry.
第六点就是一个好的
Good Samaritan ministry.Mobilization of the Good Samaritan ministry.
就是要透过一个好撒玛利亚人的一个方式来激动你的工作。
Like in Luke chapter 10, verse 29 to 37.
就像路加福音第十章二十九节。
And it talks about the Good Samaritan serving the neighbor with the love of God.
这个地方告诉我们好撒玛利亚人他的一个服侍态度。
We are going to discover that every working adult, every businessman in the marketplace is going to be a good Samaritan.
你将要看见在职场上面所有的商业从业人员，他要成为一个很好的撒玛利亚人。
All our working colleagues are going to be our neighbors.
你要发现我们所有的工作伙伴都要成为我们的邻舍。
We are going to impact society through our being in that place.
今天就要借着在未来就要借着我们的工作我们所在的地方开始带出影响
Number seven, recognizing the working environment as your assignment on this earth
第七点就是要认定你工作的职场就是你在这地上的一个服侍的地方
Stop daydreaming that I think I will only have assignment if I go into full time ministry
不要再去有那种虚幻的梦想，认为说我要到教会里面全职服事才叫做服事神。
Because it's high time that we move out from the four walls of the church and go back into society.
今天这样的一个高潮来到，那个高潮就是你会看到更多的基督徒从业人员，他要回流到职场里面开始来服事神。
Your job is your mission, is your assignment sent by God into this world.
今天你手中的工作就是神所赏赐给你，给你一个最大的使命，要来影响这个社会。
Your lot and your portion is in life is simply work.
你的产业，你在这地上，神所量给你的产业就是你的那份工作。
It is high time that we take our work and our career seriously.
应该是要你来正视你好好的对待你工作的时候了。
Number eight.There will be an acceleration in reproduction of the new breed of marketplace leadership.
第八点就是已经到了一个你要看见新的这个新的世代，新的从业人员世代，它要开始产生出来。
It is far too few marketplace leaders that are penetrating into every strata of society.
你会发现我们在社会里面或在商业界里面。有我们实在是没有够多的基督徒能够带出影响来真的在社会里面产生影响力
It is high time we raise up high quality marketplace leadership
所以现在已经到了一个我们开始要训练要培养出一个非常有价值有这样的一个职的一个商业从业人员成为领袖
Number nine It is exploring the true utilization of management skills in life experiences.
第九点是我们现在需要开始真正的来训练培养我们如何的运用手中所有一切资源。
Whatever you have your training is a high time that you put into your life experiences.
不管你过去你所学到的任何东西你现在应该都要好好的去运用到你的工作上面去。
The more you are trained in management skill, the more you will not lose the dissipation of energy. You will be very effective and productive.
你会发现只要你越懂得去做管理，不管是时间管理或任何一方面，你就越能够省力，你做的事情是事半功倍。
This is a new day for the vital development of strategic thinkers.
今天已经到了一个时代，就是我们要成为一个是策略性的思想者。
That is, God is going to raise up advisors and planners and people that can plan the future.
在未来的世代你要看见神开始要兴起一群他们是有意向的能够做计划的这些人
Number 11, there will be the implementation and the administration of tactical networking and penetration. There will be the implementation and the administration of tactical networking and penetration.
第十一点是讲到说，开始要我们要做到在行政方面，或者是将行政以及各种高科技所有这样的一个技巧，开始做出一些的连结，做出一个网络。
There is coming a mushroom of corporate cooperation and networking of relationship in combining their resources and influence to impact society.
你将会看见有许许多多大型的企业团体，他们要一个个开始结盟，连接起来，要来共享他们所有每一个团体具有的这些资源，让他们成为一个很好的一个网络。
Number 12, that is generating creative kingdom financing and personal wealth creation.
第十二点就是你要看见开始会有这样子以国度的财务管理以及个人的一个财务管理这样的一个动员。
You say what is this?
这到底是什么意思呢？
It's high time you learn how to make money.
意思就是简单的来讲，你要开始学怎么赚钱了。
I'm telling you, making money is spiritual.
我要告诉你，赚钱是很属灵的。
The church has always been telling us making money makes us unspiritual.
教会过去的教导都是什么？你要赚钱的话就不属灵。
Simple. If you have vision, making money will always be spiritual.
我告诉你，只要你有意向，你赚钱的话呢，永远都是属灵的。
If the kingdom of God is within your heart, wherever you go out into the world to influence and make money, you will always stay straight.
只要神的国，你永远保守神的国在你的生命里面，在你的心中，你会发现，不管你到哪边去工作，你都是属灵的人。
Now I'm going to shock you with this statement.
接下来这句话也要吓你一跳。
It is not good enough just to make money.
我要告诉你，只有赚钱不够。
You need to make more money and more money and extra more money.
我要告诉你，要赚更多、更多、更多的钱。
It is high time to have money ministry.
已经到了一个世代，就是我们要开始好好的为神的国度。
It's high time that your business becomes a money tree.
你要看见所有的这些基督徒的这些企业要成为一个摇钱树。
Oh, I'm telling you, for those who are religious, I'm telling you, your mind starts shaking now.
我要告诉那些这个法利赛的基督徒，法利赛型的基督徒，你要小心了。
I'm telling you, it's high time to go out and make more money.
因为我要告诉你，你的想法要改变，你要开始出去好好赚钱。
Making more money glorify God.
要去多赚钱来荣耀神。
Because making more money has the resources to expand the kingdom of God and raise up missionaries and pastors.And plant churches.
因为你会发现，你的钱越多，越能够把这些钱带到教会里面，带到神的国度，可以支持更多的宣教士，能够建立更多的教会。
Tell yourself, from now on, I'm going to ask God to give me ability to make more money in life.
所以你开始现在就告诉你自己说，我要跟神求，让神给我更多的能力来大大的赚钱。
Oh, if I preach in a church, I will not be welcome.
我想，我如果到别的教会去讲话，大概这个东西就不太受欢迎了。
But I'm telling you the revelation that is coming forth from my spirit. I'm telling you what God has put in my heart.
我今天所分享的是从我灵里面，我直接从神所领受的，我所知道的这样的启示，我来告诉各位。
Look at the world, they make so much money that they promote the satanic causes in this world.
你想想看，我们去看世界里面有多少人，他们赚这么多的钱，最后都是来做一些撒旦做恶者的工作。
Money is power.
所以有钱的话，你就有力量。
Money make people bow.
这个。
Make people bow and obey.
钱可以让一个人能够跪下来。
I'm telling you, it's high time we take back money power.
所以我告诉你，该是我们基督徒夺回这样一个赚钱的能力。
And let us make money influencing society.
你要借由赚钱来开始对来影响社会。
I'm telling you, it's high time you tell yourself, making more money is a spiritual thing.
所以你要开始改变你的想法。就是赚钱为神来赚钱是非常属灵的。
Now I'm going to give you seven prophetic statements.
接下来我要跟各位分享七个非常启示性的。
Number one, it's high time that you widen the perspective and the scope of kingdom activities.
第一点就是你这个时代要来到，你要改变你对这个国度的想法，国度的观念。
All kingdom activities are found in the marketplace.
所有这些关于天国国度的这些观念， 都是在职场里面
找到。If you want to move the kingdom of God, you have to go into the marketplace.
因此，如果你要能够把神的国度带出来，你就要走到职场里。
So if you ask me, Pastor, what to do, I'll send you to the marketplace.
如果你来问我说，牧师啊，我应该做什么？我告诉你，就回到你的工作去。
You know, last time the traditional view is that, Lord, if I want to do something for God, I just want to go full time. I want to be evangelist. I want to be a pastor.
我们很传统古板的想法就是说，啊，我如果爱神的话，我爱神够的话，我就要什么？这放掉所有一切，我进到教会里面乖乖的服侍，那才是。
No. The marketplace is the mission field. And if you're a pastor going to the marketplace, do you think you can mix? You can't. You can't flow well. You cannot penetrate.
所以过去的观念是错的。我们现在一定要什么？要进到职场里面去好好的服侍。你想想看，如果今天是一个牧师，他真的他进到职场，你觉得他可以跟大家合得来吗？合不来。他的呼召是在教会里面。
God wants to raise up kingdom movers in the marketplace, shaking the market.
这个时代就是神他要开始兴起职场里面的这些爱主的基督徒。
Now I'm going to shock you with this statement now.
接下来这个也要让你很吃惊。
For a long time throughout church history, the church has been concentrating on raising 3% of full-time vocational ministries.
也就是说，长久以来教会所专注的只是在什么花所有的金钱和精力再去培养3%的基督徒去进到这个教会里面来服
侍。They forget that 97% of the Christian population are in the marketplace.
他们却完全忽略掉整个会友里面有97%的人都是在职场里面服侍。
And we have not trained the working adults.
所以我们什么一直以来都没有来训练这些在职场上工作的。
I'm telling you, I want every working adult to be productive to make money.
所以我今天要告诉你们，每一个在职场上工作的弟兄姐妹，你要开始要激励自己有生产力。
You know, my son is coming back from Australia soon with a PhD.
我的儿子他很快就要从澳洲拿到他的博士学位回来。
He said, Pastor, do you think I should follow you and serve God full time?
那他说，这个他问我说，这个牧师啊，我是不是应该这个跟随神就到教会里面服侍
？I say I will kick you out。
我看一下，你如果这么做，就把你踢
出去。You go into the marketplace。
你给我乖乖的到职场里面去服侍。
And then recently he said, Pastor, this thing come into my heart. I just felt that I want to be a minister of the parliament, MP.
The parliament.
Minister of the parliament.
Minister of the parliament.
国会议员。
他后来他就跟我讲说，他心里面有一个感动，就是他要他对这个国会议员呢非常有负担，所以他想要成为这些国会议员的牧师。
I say I'm going to make you a minister of the parliament. From now on, I'm going to pray you into the parliament.
这是我告诉我儿子的，我跟他讲说，这是我为你的祷告，从现在我要祷告你进到这个国会里面成为他们的牧师。
When you become a parliamentary minister, I will be very proud. I'm your father.
因为一旦你成为国会里面的一个传道人的话，我也与有荣焉啊。
Pastor, but to climb up to that place, I have to do a lot of social work. I will sacrifice a lot of my time. I say, never mind, sacrifice time. Even though you don't have to go for night meeting, go and pursue that goal.
他就跟我讲说，可是为了要达到那个，要走到那一步的话，我必须要牺牲掉很多我可能晚上的聚会啦，或者是社交活动，没有办法出去约会。我就跟他讲。不能去都没关系，你就给我乖乖好好朝那个目标去努力。
So every time I answer his call, I say hello, Mr. MP.
所以每一次他一看到我，就会跟他讲说，哎，这个国会牧师你好啊。
I say don't even become a professor in the university. That's too low for you. Go for MP. Go into the government.
我甚至告诉他说，你知道吗？绝对不要去想说你要到教会里到大学里面当教授就够了，那个对你来讲还不够。
It is high time that Christians enter into politics.
所以我要告诉你，基督徒应该要开始进入政治了。
Just 3 months ago in Indonesia, a Christian minister came to me and he came and he, at the end he said, Pastor, please lay hand on me. I'm going to be the party leader and I'm going to lead the party for election.
差不多在三个月前，印尼有一位传道人他来找我，他就跟我讲说，牧师啊，请你来为我按手祷告，因为我现在已经要开始要自己要成立一个政党，请你来为我祷告，因为我相信神他要兴起我带领政党。
I say wow, that's a good call, go for it.
我就很兴奋，我就跟他讲说，哎呀，这个呼召太棒了，我一定为你祷告。
Don't forget he was a pastor.
不要忘了他原先是个牧师。
He was a pastor. Now he wants to be a governmental official. I tell you, if anyone I'm going to politics, I'm going to lay my hands on you and make sure you succeed.
所以我要告诉你，今晚今天有任何一个人，你知道你有你对政界有负担的话，就来前面，我一定会为你按手祷告。
And I'm telling you, secondly, work is your lot in life.
第二个启示性的话语就是，你的工作就是你的产业。
A lot of people don't know how to handle work. Work is a spiritual matter.
很多人他面对工作都不知道该如何是好，我要告诉你，你的工作就是你属灵的产业。
Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat.
因为保罗说什么，你不工作就没得吃。
I'm telling you, if you don't respect your work, you'll be sacked by your employer.
所以如果今天你不好好努力的工作呢，你底下的你甚至就会被底下的人出卖。
Thirdly,
第三点,
every working adult is a minister of the gospel.
所有的基督徒从业人员都是福音的,
and their work is their ministry.
他们的工作就是他们, 他们的工厂。
For a long time, we deceive ourselves and say, working is not as good as working in the church.
很多人在过去我们的想法都是, 在职场上工作呢就不像, 不比在教会里面工作。
I'm telling you, your work is your ministry because you can impact your neighbors.
我要告诉你, 你的工作就是你的工厂, 因为你在这里面, 你就可以影响你的邻舍。
Pastor, if I have two jobs, what should I take? A Christian organization or a non-Christian organization?
牧师啊, 我现在有两个工作可以选, 一个是, 基督教的非盈利机构, 第二个呢, 是在一般的工作, 这个企业里面。
Don't go to a Christian organization.
那我就告诉你,
绝对不要去基督徒的非盈利机构。 There is no opportunity for ministry.
因为在里面呢, 绝对没有服事的机会。
All the souls are saved.
因为里面的人全都得救啦。
Go into a non-organization and go and win souls there.
所以你应该要进到企业里面去把里面所有迷失的人全部救。
You see, all these people have been thinking, if I want to be spiritual, I go to a Christian organization.
我们过去想法都认为说, 哎呀，我很属灵, 所以我就应该到基督教机构。
Low aim in life, low productivity can never move the kingdom into the marketplace.
你的目标定的低, 你的生产力也就低, 你就没有办法带出影响力的国度。
Number four, I'm telling you, this is the secret of prosperity.
第四点我要跟你讲的是得到丰盛的秘诀。
You want to know the secret of prosperity?
你想知道得丰盛的秘诀吗?
Wholeheartedness towards your work is the key to success.
对你工作的专注就是那个秘诀。
A lot of people say, I want to prosper in life. I'm telling you, give 100% to your work and you'll be successful.
很多人说, 哎, 我真希望我在工作, 我能够有一个丰盛的生命。 那我告诉你, 你要好好的去 100%的付上你的, 这个努力, 在你的工作上经营。
You know, it's a long time. You know what people do? They like to, I don't know whether it's appropriate, 假抓。 They steal time in the office.
有很多人呢, 我们是常常, 其实工作态度是错误的, 常常在摸灰。
This is, they go to office, their boss is not around, they took up a Bible and read.
很属灵啊, 他在办公室的时候, 只要老板一不在, 经理一不在, 就赶快偷偷把圣经拿出来多读几句。
So the boss is not around, oh, now it's time to pray in tongues.
然后发现说, 哎, 老板不在, 那我现在可以方言祷告了。
You are stealing time from your employer.
你知道吗? 你是从你的雇主那边偷窃时间。
Because they feel that work is not a spiritual thing.
因为我们错误的观念是什么? 工作是不属灵的。
You know, put this into your mind. Is it right that you do 80% of your effort in work and collect 100% pay?
请你把这句话牢记在心。 你用 80%的时间 却想要赚取你 100%的薪资 这样对吗?
If I'm a boss and you give me 80% of work, I will sack you.
如果今天我是你的老板, 可是我却发现 你居然窃取我的时间, 那我一定会把你 fire 掉。
Oh boss, I'm same church, you know, I'm from your church.
你还会跟我讲说, 诶, 我跟你是去同一个教会, 你怎么可以这样对待我?
Oh, I serve in the church, you know.
你知道吗? 而且我还在你的教会来,
I'm in your same cell group, you know.
我还跟你在同一个小组诶。
You are sacked now.
我要告诉你, 你就是被解雇了。
Don't talk about Christianity, talk about your work performance.
你绝对不要来跟我谈这个基督, 这个所谓基督教的信仰,
我要跟你谈工作态度。 Number five, it's high time that you realize that presently there is a move of God, it's God's will to raise more people into business world.
第五点，这第五个启示性的话语就是，已经到了一个神要开始兴起更多的弟兄姐妹进入到职场里面来服侍他。
A lot of people say, I just go and work for somebody. That dream is too low.
很多人他就想说啊，我只是要找一个工作糊口饭就够了。这样的梦想太小了。
Recently, I told my wife, I said so many business ideas coming to me, and I said everyone just want to work for somebody. Why they are so low in the thinking?
那我最近我就发现，我跟我的妻子分享说，我现在里面呢、啊，真的是好像突然这个临时全有，突然都知道应该怎么样去经营很多企业。但是我看了一些弟兄姐妹，我发现他们只想去当人家的一个员工就够了。
So happy 9 to 5 clock in clock out go home。
他们就是朝九晚五，打了卡进去，打了卡出去，这样就够了。
Stop dreaming, you want to make more money。
我要告诉你，不要再去做梦了，你要好好开始赚钱。
Number 6。There is going to be an activation of fivefold businessmen.
你要开始看见，接下来这一点就是你要开始看见这个神所兴起的五重执事的基督徒要在职场里面兴起。
There are going to be pastoral businessmen. There will be going to be evangelistic businessmen. There will be apostolic businessmen. There will be prophetic businessmen. There will be a teaching businessmen. There will be fivefold ministry in the business world.
这五重执事你就会看到，开始有这个牧师性的、先知性的、教师性的、传福音性的，还有先知型的叫。牧师、教师、先知、传福音的、使徒型的，
and
还有使徒型的这个商业从业人员。
And just 2 days before I come at 1:25 in the morning, God spoke a word in my heart.
前几天就在凌晨早上一点多的时候，神他把我叫起来对我说话。
Philip Reddy, he said, I'm going to raise kings in the marketplace.
他跟我讲说，起来吧，我告诉你，在未来的世代，我要开始兴起。
I'm telling you, businessmen are kings in the marketplace.
所以我告诉你，在职场上的每一个弟兄姐妹都是神眼中的君王。
I'm telling you, it's high time walk tall. If you're a businessman, you are a king. You're kingly anointing to make more money.
今天你如果是在职场上工作的，从今天开始走路要有风，抬头挺胸。你要知道你是神眼中的君王。
It is the most honorable profession on the face of this earth. I'm telling you, if I'm not in full time, I'm going to go straight into the business world.
真的，如果今天不是因为神呼召我要作为一个全职的传道人，否则我今天真的会认为做一个商业从业人员是很有荣耀的。
You see, all these things is about to happen soon.
我今天所分享的很快的就要成就。
It will come to Taiwan very soon.
而且很快的在台湾也要发生。
But I'm sounding the alarm before it comes. I sound the alarm before it comes.
所以我在事情发生之前，我就要开始先这个吹起号角。
Now I want to.Ask you a question.
我现在要问各位一个问题。
Now we are going to our lesson now.
接下来真正要进入到我们教导的课程。
What is the most beautiful thing that you've ever seen in your life?
这个问题是你这一生里面所看见过最美丽的一件东西是什么？
Huh? Oh, somebody will say, sorry? Enjoying life?
有人说享受生命。我们的弟兄说钱。
Some people say, I saw the Himalayas mountains is so beautiful.
有的人他讲说，哎呀，这个千山万水是最美。
And then Philip will say, Oh, I saw my beautiful thing. This is my wife, Joy.
那可能有人讲说，哎呀，我觉得最美的就是我的老婆，越看越美。
Amen.
是呢。
But I'm telling you one thing.
但我现在告诉你。
He caught the revelation.
我们的弟兄他得到启示了。
Money is the beautiful thing.
最美的一个东西就是你的钞票。
I'm telling you, it's shaking your mind again. You can't take it. You say, wow, this pastor is very carnal.
这个你不要讲说，哎，这个你可能会想说，这个牧师怎么那么属世啊？
I'm telling you, I'm changing your mind and your mindset tonight.
我一开始就告诉你，我这一次的教导就是要改变你的思想。
Because Mark chapter 14 verse 6, when the woman Mary gave to Jesus, and Jesus says, she have done a beautiful thing. She have done kalos. Mark chapter 14 verse 6.
马可福音第十四章第二十六节，他这边就讲到什么？拿这个真拿达香膏的这个女人，在她打破了这个香膏瓶为耶稣抹上之后，耶稣却说什么？她所做的事极美。
Now I'm going to shock you now.
那接下来我要让你吃惊啦。
When you were young, He saw a beautiful girl. He said, "Wow, so beautiful! I must chase her. She must become my wife."
你还在年轻的时候呢，你可能在路上看到一名美女，一位美女，你就想，哎呀，真是美若天仙，我一定要把她追到手，娶到家。
You saw her beautiful in your eyes, so you want it for your life.
你她在你眼中看起来极美，所以呢，你想要娶她为妻。
If you see money beautiful, you will go after it.
同样的道理，如果你现在开始看着你的钞票，也觉得是个美女的话，你就会想把她带回家，天天带回家。
Oh, but Pastor, don't the Bible say that the love of money is the root of all evil?
但是你会跟我讲说，哎，牧师啊，这个圣经里面不是讲到说，爱这个你爱钱财就等于是爱马门吗？就在侍奉马门。
It depends whether you are the master or the money is the master.
但关键在于你是做钱奴才，还是你是来管钱的。
If you know how to handle money, then you have no problem.
如果你不知道如何管理你的钱财，那你就有问题。
Are you ready for shocks? Tonight I'm going to give you a lot of shocks.
你今晚决定吃很多惊吗？
I'm telling you, if whoever is a businessman, you're coming for the next seminar, you are going to jump out of the seat in the next seminar.
我要告诉各位，今天晚上你们有任何人是这个是生意人的话，你今天晚上所听的一定会让你想去参加我下一次啊。
下一次你参加15号到18号的时候，你会站起来 ，Hallelujah! You ready for shock?
预备好了吗？
Now, I'm going to make you think.
我要让你好好思考这句话。
Now you remember Psalms 23 verse 1.
还记不记得诗篇23篇第一节？
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not suffer any lack.
我必不致缺乏。
Put it in your mind. Now we come to the second scripture. Philippians 4:19.
把刚刚那句经节放记好，然后我们现在来看腓立比书第四章第一节十九节。
My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
我的主，我的神必照他丰盛的荣耀来供应我一切的需求。
Do you agree that these two scriptures are in the Bible?
你像我刚刚讲的两句，是不是来自圣经？
Do you believe that this is truly the word of God?
你相信这两句话确实出于神的口吗？
How many of you believe it?
有多少人相信？
Now get ready.
那就预备好咯。
If you believe it,
如果你相信的话，
I'm telling you,
我现在告诉你，
A Christian should not suffer lack and any need in life.
只要你是一个基督徒，你就不应该有任何的缺乏。
Oh, you can't take it now.
哦，你现在可能觉得脑筋转不过来哦。
I'm telling you, if you can believe the Bible is challenging you to live a high standard of living according to the standard of the Bible.
我要告诉你的是什么？今天圣经的话语，它其实是要来刺激、来挑战我们每一个人的思想和我们的生活的态度，要活出一个高标准，那样的一个标准才是符合圣经。
If you understand financial principles from now on, I'm telling you, a Christian will no longer suffer any lack and any needs in your life.
所以今天我要告诉各位，一个基督徒，只要你真的学会，真的懂得来管理你的财务，你在你的一生当中就不应该有任何的缺乏。
Therefore,
因此
if you are suffering lack, you are suffering needs, you are living below the Christian inheritance.
如果你们现在生命当中有任何一个方面有缺乏的话，你就发现什么？你并没有活在神的原则当中。
Good thing that I learned this while I am still young.
我很感谢神的是，在我还年轻的时候就学到这个法则。
That I don't back in the ministry. I don't back.
就是在我的在我的服事里面，我绝对不向人开口乞讨。
It's high time that they remove that poor minister's mentality.
我们这个现在这个时代，应该是要让我们去想到。做一个传道人不是苦哈哈的穷兮兮的。
You know why ministers are suffering from lack? Because they are not operating in financial principles.
你知道为什么今天有很多传道人他们过的日子非常辛苦，是因为他们并不了解到神国度的这种财务管理的原则。
I better don't declare what I know. If I declare, you will be shocked.
我最好不要跟你讲讲到这个我所了解的一些事情，因为我如果真的讲出来的话，你会吓一大跳。
You will think, oh, this pastor is too carnal.
我讲的越多，你越会认为我这个人太属世了。
Psalms 115,
诗篇115篇
，verse 12,
第12节。
The Lord has been mindful of us; He will bless us.
这个地方讲到耶和华他的心意是什么？他说耶和华向来眷念你们，还要赐福给我们。
I'm telling you what the Bible is saying. God remembers you. God knows you. God is mindful of you. And God say, I will bless them.
我是从圣经里面来告诉各位，神对你的心意。神他眷念你，他顾念你，他看顾你一切的需要，他要来祝福你。
If God bless you,
如果今天神祝福你的话，
If you have received the blessings of God,
如果你今天领受到神的祝福，
Should you suffer lack and need?
那你觉得你还会有缺乏吗？
No, I'm challenging you where you are now.
我现在是针对你目前的生活的境况来对你说出这样的挑战。
Stop begging heaven to bless you.
请你不要再向天来乞讨来祝福你。
A lot of people are begging and knocking the doors of heaven. Lord, please bless me.
我们许多人过去的祷告都是不断的祈求啊，求啊，又哭求，然后就
说 This is a wrong way to receive prosperity.
这绝对不是得到神丰盛祝福的一个方式。
The right way is that you understand financial principles and walk according to the word, and you will be blessed.
正确的方式是你要知道懂得神国度里面财务管理的原则，而你确实的实行出来，你才真的能够得到祝福。
He say he will bless the house of Israel and he will bless the house of Aaron. Oh my goodness!
这个地方诗篇一百一十五篇里面讲到是神他不仅是要来祝福以色列民，他也要来祝福亚伦的一家。
Now all those who are serving in full-time ministry.
那我接下来跟各位这个所有的全职传道人来分享。
He say God will bless the house of Israel, which is the nation, which is made up of all the circular 11 tribes of.People,
这边讲到神他要来祝福全以色列民，那全以色列民包括的就是那十一个支派，那十一个支派就是所谓的在职场里面工作的人。
Now, Watch what he say, and I will bless the house of Aaron full time ministers.
接下来一句经节他是怎么说？ 神说他要来祝福亚伦的一家，这些人就是什么？全职服事的传道人。
I'm telling you those that serve the Lord shouldbe bold to receive blessings.
所以我要告诉你，凡是来全职服侍神的人，这些他们都应该要得到祝福。
You know, sometimes you go minister and people give you, 不用了，不用了，不用了。
有很多传道人，他们很谦虚，很谦卑。他们有人这个要奉献给他们，就说，哎呀，不用，不用了。
啊，不用，不用，你就是个穷光蛋喽。Verse 13, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great.
第十三节讲，凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。
The key to walk in the prosperity is that you learn to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord.
Okay. 所以我们今天要得到丰盛的秘诀是什么？我们要来敬畏神。
Now, are you ready for a shocking statement now?
预备这个来吓一跳吗？
Ready? Now, look at verse 15 and 16. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth.
第十五节、第十六节，你们蒙了造天地之耶和华的福。
The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord, but the earth has He given to the children of men.
天是耶和华的天，地他却给了世人。
Now watch. Think beneath the surface. Think deeper.
那我们看到这句经节，请你能够想得更深入一点。
God says that He possessed the heavens and the earth.
神他说什么？天是属于他的。
And he said, I have given the earth to the children of men.
接下来讲，他说把地全部都给了世人，人的后代。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah! I have a small little property. Hallelujah, Hallelujah!
我可能得了有一块小小的产业或者不动产，就说哎呀 ，Hallelujah， 感谢神。
How big is the property of the entire earth?
请问你这块不动产以占这个 全球的土地来讲占了多少比例呢？
And you are so happy. I have a house. I have a car. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
啊，你这个有了一个房子，然后有了一部车子，你就觉得已经心满意足了，感谢神。
Wait till you come 2005 when I release the apostolic message into the earth and it will shake everything in your brain.
等到2005年的时候，当我得到神的允许，把这个使徒性的话语释放出来之后，你会发现你所有过去的想法都要被改变。
We are too small in our thinking.
我们在思想里面真的是太受限制了。
In the next seminar, I'm going to challenge your small-minded thinking.
所以在下一节呢，我接下来就是要来刺激你改变你的想法。
Now we come to the second shock now.
现在来到第二个惊喜。
Remember in Galatians chapter 3 verse 29.And he says chapter 3 verse 29 that if you are Christ's seed, you are the seed of Abraham.
加拉太书三章二十九节讲说，如果你是 if you are
Christ's seed, you are the seed of Abraham.
你若是基督的后代，你也就是什么亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Now ask you a question.
那么你开始问你自己。
You may be a seed from your natural father and mother, but spiritually, you are the seed of Abraham.
你可能有一个这个就是你的亲生的父母亲血气上的父母，但事实上以属灵来讲，你是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
同意吗？
But your amen is full of ignorance.
但是你的阿们实在是有点太无知，太胆怯了。
You know why?
为什么？
You know what it means to be a seed of Abraham?
你了解到身为亚伯拉罕后裔这样的一个意义吗？
Let me give you a scripture first before I conclude. Genesis 13 verse 2.
在创世纪13章第二节里面。
He said Abraham was rich.
讲到说亚伯拉罕非常富有。
He said Abraham was rich.
说亚伯拉罕非常富有。
Is it true?
是不是？
No. Ha ha ha.
创世纪十三章。
Let me give you the understanding. If the Bible say Abraham is rich, then in today's context, we say Abraham is a millionaire.
如果在那个时候圣经如果讲说亚伯拉罕是很有钱的话，那换句话说，今天来讲，就是讲他是一个百万富翁。
But my Bible and your Bible actually say Abraham was.Very rich.
但事实上，我想在我的圣经，在跟在你的圣经写的是一样的，讲到什么？亚伯拉罕是极富有。
Which means he's a billionaire.
意思就是什么？他是亿万富翁，不是。
Abraham was very rich in cattle, in herds, in silver, and in gold.
这边讲到是亚伯拉罕在金银财宝、在牲畜上面都极丰盛。
Do you believe that was a scripture in the Bible? Is it true? Abraham was super rich.
你圣经上也这么写的，对不对？亚伯拉罕是超富有。
Now I know tonight you don't like what I'm going to say. A lot of things is going to be all money.
我知道今天晚上我所讲，可能对某些人来讲，真的是不太对味。
Now, if Abraham is super rich,
如果亚伯拉罕，我们相信他是超富有。
And you are the seed of Abraham.
那然后又讲，你是亚伯拉罕的后裔的话呢？
哦，哈利路亚！
那你真的就该哈利路亚。
You don't catch it. Let me put it more simple for you to listen.
好像还有很多人搞不懂哈。
If you are born from a millionaire father, you are the seed of that father. When the father died, guess what happened to all their inheritance and wealth? It goes to the seed of that son.
简单来说啊，如果今天你是出生在皇宫贵族或者是百万富翁的家里面，你的父亲如果死了的话呢，请问这财产在谁手中？交到你手上。
Now you say Abraham is super rich.
这个地方讲到亚伯拉罕是超级有钱。
So what does the super richest man for? For who?
到底这个超级有钱的人是为了谁有钱的呢？
为我。You got it.
啊，这位弟兄就已经受到了。
I am tempted to say something because if I say something, it's going to go beyond your mind now. Which is next year's sermon. I'm going to go beyond your mind. You are going to be completely eyeball drop, mouth jaw, everything drop. You will shock.
我已经决定好了，我今天晚上要讲的东西呢，就全部豁出去，让你呢不仅是掉下巴，你掉眼珠子，全都掉得满场地啊！明年才讲、啊。
Next year, let me say.
对不起啊，我听错了，是明年才讲。
staying deep enough and a powerful revelation comes into your soul.
所以当你开始得到神这些启示性的话语的时候，你一定要更深入的去思考。
I'm going to say a statement that is going to shock you. It's not scriptural to be poor.
我接下来要再告诉各位另外一个定义，就是什么？圣经从来没有告诉我们，所谓的属灵就是要贫穷。
I'm shaking your understanding. It's not scriptural to be poor.
我告诉你，圣经从来没有讲要你贫穷。
I'm telling you that to be a Christian, you should prosper in life.
所以我要告诉各位，你要身为一个基督徒，你一定要知道，神就是要让你得丰盛。
I'm going to shake you now. I'm going to say this statement: To be poor is out of God's will.
我接下来还要告诉你的是，你越是贫穷啊，越是在神的旨意之外。
I'm telling you, if you want to be poor all the days of your life, you are stepping out of God's will.
所以我要告诉你，如果你定义让你一生苦哈哈的话，那你就永远就是在神的旨意之外了。
For you are the seed of Abraham.
因为你是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He said, Pastor, can you just give me one scripture to console my confusion in my mind?
你跟我讲，牧师啊，拜托你，我求求你，可不可以再给我一句经节，让我这个可以解掉我这些迷惑呢？
All right, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28.
那我们就来看《生命记》二十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, and it says, It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
非常有名的一段经节是在生命记二十八章从第一节开始，它是从第一节一直到第二节，这边有先讲到，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
The day you start to change.And renew your mind about what you seem to know about money in the past. And if you decide to drop those things, there's going to be a breakthrough in your finance coming.
只要你开始能够去改变你就有这一切错误不合乎圣经的这种观念，开始去领受到从圣经里面去领受到真正的属神这种财务管理的观念，你会发现你的生命有改变。
Because God say, if you obey God, what will God do? God will bless you with all kinds of blessings.
因为圣经告诉我们，只要我们遵守实行神的诫命，他就要开始在各样的事上祝福我们。
If God promise you to bless you with all His blessing, can I ask you, can you remain poor?
那我告诉你，我问你，如果今天神说他在各样的事上都要极尽他能力的来祝福你，你还会贫穷吗？
You cannot.
你没有办法贫穷。
It is because we don't read our Bible carefully and we thought to be poor, more spiritual.
那是因为我们错误的解经，因此我们认为越贫穷啊就越属灵。
Because I'm telling you, if I don't change this concept, you are not ready for end time transfer of wealth from the nations.
我今天要这样子来大大的改变你的思想，就是因为你如果不改变的话，你根本没有办法预备迎接下一个新的末后的世代。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for another good shock in your life?
预备好了吗？绑紧安全带，准备接受下一个惊喜。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18.
生命记二十八章第十八节。
八章十八节。
八章十八节。
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is thee or he that give thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day.
生命记八章十八节，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
Now, if to be poor is God's will,
如果神的旨意是要你贫穷的话，
then God is a liar.
那么神他就是一个说谎的神。
Because God tells us a lie in verse 18.
因为神他在十八节就对我们撒了一个大谎。
He said that he will be the one that give you power to get wealth.
他这个地方讲什么？他说他要亲自给你能力，让你去得祸财。
If to be poor is God's will, and He give you power to get well, and you come out of poverty, which means that He calls you to come out of God's will.
所以呢，这个观念就是什么？如果你认为这个要受穷才是神的旨意，但是经节上却又讲神他亲自要帮助你来得祸财，那是不是意思是说神他帮助你去走到他的旨意之外呢
？Amen. If you walk with God, God wants to give you.Power!
所以你要知道，如果你走在神的旨意当中的话，神他就要给你赚钱的能力。
No, I'm not talking about anointing now.
我现在讲的还不是恩膏。
Oh, I'm not talking about healing anointing now.
我不讲的不是医治的恩膏。
I'm not talking about casting out devils.
我也不是讲释放赶鬼的恩膏。
I'm talking about power to make more money.
我讲的是什么？是你去赚大钱的能力。
I'm telling you, God is a money God.
我要告诉你，神是一个爱钱的神。
He's going to give you power to get wealth.
他要给你能力去赚大钱。
I'm telling you, get the power.Get the power!
所以我告诉你要去得能力，要去得着那个能力。
I'm telling you, it is scriptural. God said, I promise you, if you obey me, I give you power to get well.
我告诉你，今天圣经上确确实实告诉你，你一定要去得着神来赚钱的能力。
You know what is well?
你知道什么叫财富呢
？Let me show you what is wealth now.
我来让你看看财富是
什么。Verse 12.
第十二节。
Least when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。
I'm telling you, God wants you to live in a good house.
所以我要告诉你什么？神他要你住在这个漂亮的房子里。
I tell you, some people are uncomfortable to live in a big house.
我很喜欢住在大房子里。
I'm telling you, you don't get the revelation.The revelation in verse 12 says, you will live in goodly houses.
你还是没听懂那个 没搞懂那个启示啊，那个启示但在中文我们看不到，英文是什么？这个房屋呢是好多间的房屋。
Houses 啊，
是复数的，是好多间，不是只有一间房
屋。I tell you, when God gives you power to get well, you live in more than one property.
所以我告诉你，今天神如果如果你得着这个得货财的能力，你不只会只有一块不动产而已。
Oh, let me tell you what is wealth in verse 13.
那我要告诉你第十三节。
When thy herd and thy flock multiply, and when thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied.
十三节讲什么？你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增。
I'm telling you, herds and flocks in those days are business.
在过去那个时代呢，所谓的这些牲畜牛羊就是我们现在所谓的商业企业。
Because they milk the cow, they milk the goat to sell the milk and the wool, for exchange and market. They were in the barter trade. They sell meat. Those are business.
因为他们是用这些牛奶、羊奶或者是这些羊毛呢，他们能够拿去做交易、做买卖。
And God say, when I give you power to get wealth, I will multiply your business.
所以神是告诉我们什么？当他给你这个得货财的能力的时候，他要让你的企业能够加增。
In those days, money is in the form of gold and silver.
在过去的时代，这个所用的货币是用金银来代替。
And when God said, "I will multiply your gold and your silver,"
当神他说他要让你的金银都加增的时候
，God said, "You are going to make."More money.
意思就是说你要开始赚很多钞票。
More money.
非常多的钞票。
And the good news, God said, all that you have is going to be multiplied.
另外一个好消息是什么？是你原本有的这些就全部要再加增。
If I read the Bible carefully and know what it says, that means I'm going to be super rich.
所以我们如果真的仔细的来读圣经，正确的解经的话，我们每一个人都应该成为百万富翁。
Amen.
Amen.
But,
但是
if you want to get into this good life, the
prosperous
life is a good life.
如果你想要得到这样的一个美好的生命或生活，就是这种丰盛的生命。
For a long time, the church has been teaching us spiritual good. To be spiritual is to live a good life.
在过去的教导都是什么？你要这个越是属灵呢，你的过的生活才会越好。生命。
But there's another truth.To live a good life is to live a prosperous life.
但是我今天要告诉你，真正圣经告诉我们的是什么？你的美好的生命是从你丰盛的生命来看出来。
If you say, no, I don't want to be too rich, oh, that is not spiritual. You reject the goodness of the Lord.
如果你讲说，哎呀，我不要太有钱，太有钱的话不太属灵，那你就等于在拒绝神的美意。
Can you imagine God is so rich and His people are so poor?
你可以想象吗？神是这么的有钱，结果他的百姓啊，一个个都苦哈哈的。
God says, I'm going to give you. I'm so willing to give something to you, and that is what wealth.
神他已经在天上大声的说什么？他说：“我要把这一切都给你，我要把这一切的财富都给你。”
It is God's will for you from now on to depend on Him, who is the source of your power.
今天神他的旨意就是要你来全心全意的来倚靠这位生命来源的主。
It is Him who is going to give you that power.
今天是他才能够决定他要给你多少能力。
If the Bible says He gave you the power, which means He can also take it away.
所以如果圣经讲说是他来赏赐能力给我们，那另外反面的意思就是他也可以挪去这个能力。
If you walk in sin and you walk in unholiness, God will take away that power.
如果你行在罪中，生命不圣洁的话，你就会发现神要挪去这一切。
If you don't love the Lord and you don't promote His kingdom, God will take away that power.
如果你不去爱神，你也不来高举神的国度，你会发现这样的能力就被挪走。
That's why majority of Christians are powerless.
所以为什么多数的基督徒都是没有能力的？
You know why?
为什么？
They are poor.
因为他们很穷啊。
They are poor.
他们很穷。
If you are rich, you have the power now to get wealth.
你如果今天是有钱人的话，就代表你会有这个能力让你去多得产业。
That's why financial principles are here to set you free from poverty.
所以今天这样的一个财务的教导，财务的管理原则的教导，就是要让你来释放你，而不再贫穷。
Now, can you imagine one day you go to the beach and you found a little golden, lamb?
想象你如果今天到海边上去走，突然你在沙滩里面找到一个很漂亮的一个金色的灯。
And then you go and rub the lamp.
那个神灯你就这样摩擦几下。
The genie come out.
然后这个我就叫精灵出来了。
And the genie say, Master,
说主人啊
，What can I do for you?
我能为你效劳什么呢？
You can ask anything, three wishes, and it will all be granted to you.
精灵说，主人啊，你可以跟我求三件事情，我都会为你达成。
And this person say, I want to be very wealthy, lots and lots of money.
那第一个你就讲说，啊，我要成为一个很有钱很有钱的人。
My number two wish, I want to be a very influential and honorable man that make impact in society.
那第二点我要的就是我要成为一个能够对社会非常有影响力的人。
Everybody knows I'm rich.
让每一个人都知道我很有钱。
And my third request is, I want my children to be very great and very powerful and successful.
那第三个我就是希望我的后代，我的子子孙孙也是拥有这样的所有的祝福。
And the genie say,It's granted to you.
那经理就跟你讲说，这三件我都帮你做到。
Then there was another man.
然后突然还有就又出现了另外一个人。
And he came up from the Bible school.
这个人呢，他是从神学院毕业的。
So he saw this lamp.
他看到这个神灯。
He rubbed.
他就摩擦呀摩擦。
And the genie came.
啊，经理又出来了。
Master, what can I do for you? Get lost in Jesus' name.
精灵就说：“主人啊，我可以为你做什么呢？”结果这神学生就讲说：“我奉耶稣基督的名斥责你，给我赶快离开。”
And so all the prosperity disappeared from that Bible school student.
结果所有的丰盛呢，就这样子没了。
And then there was one person that comes from a denomination and saw a genie lamp.
那第三个人是一个来自一个这个某宗派的某教派的人，然后就看到这个神灯。
And he rubbed the genie lamp.
他也一样的去摩擦神灯。
Oh, the genie appeared.
那精灵又出现了。
Say the same thing.
他也说同样的事。
What is your three wishes?
你的三个愿望是什么呢？
And based on her denomination and training and her experience, she said, "Oh, I want to live a holy life."
那这个人呢，因为他这个在他的教派是可能是某某教，他就讲说，哎，我们的教义呢，我们的思想，我们的教导都是跟我讲，我要一个圣洁的生活。
Granted.
啊，他得到了。
Oh, my second wish is I want to live a victorious life.
第二个，我要过一个得胜的生活。
Granted.
啊，得到了。
I want to have faith and to be joyful all the days of my life.
第三点，我要有信心，在我一生呢都充满喜乐。
granted.
得着了，给你。
Now among these three people,
在这三个人里面，
who do you like to be the person when you found the genie lamp?
你想当哪一个呢？
I know some of you want to be the Bible school student.
我相信还是有一些人啊，非常想要做第二个神学生。
So congratulate you. Poverty shall follow you all the days of your life.
那我就要恭喜你们啦，恭喜各位，这个贫穷绝对会临到你身上。
Now, can I ask you, who do you want to be? The first one, the second one, or the third one?
我还是很好奇，想问问你们，你想当第一、第二还是第三个？
Oh, I'm telling you, all the pastors will not be very happy with what you do now.
那第一这个喜欢当第一个人的，那我要告诉你，这个你回到教会，牧师要修理你了。
为什么你们真不属灵啊？我的羊群已经变形了。为什么你这黑漆漆的不是白色的羊啊？Wow, I'm shaking all your concepts and all your thinking now.
你有没有发现我今天所讲的都在改变你的很多想法，激荡你的想法。
How many of you want to rub the genie and you want to be the first person?
请问你有多少人像想要做第一个人去摸他那个神灯呢？
Well, there are some of you, and the rest of you want to be the third person, is it?
那剩下没举手是想当第三种人吗？
Many churches have been poor and struggling in poverty for too many years.
我想我们都知道，许许多多的教会在长久以来都一直面临到财务上的窘困。
And the kingdom of God is struggling.
所以连同神的国度呢，也受到动摇。
Now, if I were you,
所以如果我是你的话
，I want to have both.
The
first one and the third one.
我想要当第一种人，也想当第三种人。
And tonight I'm going to teach you how to be the person that able to rub the lamb of God's word and get the first person's request and also the third person's request as yours tonight.
那我接下来就要告诉你们，怎么样的能够才会去摩擦那个神灯，然后呢，可以得到第一种人他得到的愿望，也同样可以享有第三种人的好处。
If tonight, if you have only one wish to make, what will be that wish?
如果今天晚上我说你可以许下一个愿望，那你要许什么愿望？
Think carefully.
好好想哦。
Now I'm going to give you the summary of all the Bible teachings in the Bible.
因为我接下来要我要用一句话来做我所有圣经里面的这些教导的一个总结。
The Bible actually teaching you to choose the right way that leads to life.
圣经上告诉我们什么？你要选择那正直正确的道路，那才是通往生命的。
Now, this is true Bible teaching. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 19.
我们来看生命记第三十章。
Verse 15 and verse 19.
第十五节第十六节。
Verse 15, See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity.
看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你面前。
Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death.The blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendant.
然后第十九节讲，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Now, if you read your Bible carefully,
如果你很仔细地查考圣经。
Verse 15 actually talk about two choices.
第十五节，神他说他把两个选择放在我面前。
One choice is called life and prosperity.
第一个选择是生命以及丰盛。
Number two, he says death and adversity in life.
第二个选择是什么？是死与祸。
And then he repeated that in verse 19.
那跳到第十九节，神又再重复一次。
He says life and blessing or death and curses.
神他说生死祸福。
In other words, in life,
换句话说在生命里面
the whole Bible actually wants you to learn how to choose the right way that leads to life.
整本圣经其实它在教导我们的就是什么？帮助我们懂得如何来选择生命的道路。
Because the Bible concludes in verse 19, so choose life in order you may live, you and your descendants.
第十九节，神已经把答案告诉我们了。他说什么？你们要拣选生命，所以你和你的后裔都得存活。
Can I ask you a question? He concludes in verse 19, says, choose life in order that you may live. What does it mean?
第十九节，我想问各位，为什么神他要告诉你要拣选生命，所以你才能够得存活
？If you were to choose life,
如果你选择生命的话
，What will happen to your living?
那你的生活会有什么改变呢
？If you choose life, how would you live life from then onwards?
如果你选择是生命的道路，那你接下来该怎么样活出你的生活
？Are you ready?
预备好了吗
？When you choose life.
当你选择生命
you are going to live a prosperous life.
你就会得着一个丰盛的生活
Because the Bible says in verse 15, life and prosperity.
因为十五节神是把什么生命跟财富
So if you choose life, what happens?
你如果拣选生命的话 会有什么事
What kind of a life will you be living?
你会有什么样的生活呢
A prosperous life.
一个丰盛的生活
To stay poor is that you are ignorant of scriptural principles.
贫穷的生活其实是代表你完全的忽略了圣经。
And tonight I'm going to show you a way on how to get out of poverty.
但是我今晚就要来告诉你，来指明这条道路，你要如何的来离开贫穷。
It's going to break your teaching and your understanding. He says, if you choose life, he didn't say, if you choose life, you'll be holy all the days of your life.
神他并没有跟你讲说什么，他说啊，你如果选择生命的话，你就会变得非常非常的圣洁。
No, according to the Bible, in this verse, when you choose life, prosperity will be your portion.
神他反而是说，你如果选择是生命的道路，你的生活就要过得非常丰盛。
Amen.
Amen.
But,
但是
the question is,
问题是
how do you able to choose?What is right in life?
你究竟要在生命里面如何做出正确的选择
And so let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 14.
那我们接下来就翻到箴言第十三篇第十三节。
十四节。The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life to turn aside from the snares of death.
箴言十三章十四节讲，智慧人的法则是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
In other words, the only way you can choose life is that you must be under the teachings of the law of the wise.
所以，如果今天你要懂得在生命里面做出正确的选择，你就必须要去愿意活在。智慧人智慧的这个法则底下
Wisdom give you the ability to choose the right things in life
因为唯有智慧它才能告诉你如何的来 做出属于生命的选择
Hey Pastor at first you talk about money now you talk about wisdom
那你会想牧师你前面一直在讲钱那现在却又讲智慧
Can I ask you who is the most prosperous king in the Bible?
我想问各位，在整本旧约圣经里面，哪一个是最富有的国王
？Then can I ask you, if you say Solomon, what is the main factor that promote prosperity and wealth in his life?
我们都知道是所罗门王。那请问各位，是什么样的东西使所罗门王如此的富有
？Wisdom, because he's the wisest king in the Old Testament.
我们都知道是智慧，因为圣经讲得很清楚，他是什么世上就是。是自古以来最有智慧的一个君王。
God has been emphasizing from the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 to chapter 9. He said, if you choose wisdom, you will live. If you will choose wisdom, you will prosper in life.
神他用箴言第一章到第九章，整整九章不断地告诉我们，我们要选择智慧，我们就选择生命。
8 years ago, that when I was seeking God for breakthrough in my finance,
在之前我曾经有一段时间我在寻求神帮助我在财务上面有突破。
I said, Lord, I need your blessing.
我说神啊，我真的是需要你的祝福。
Lord, give me money.
神啊，给我钱吧。
And God replied,
那神就回答我了。
Son, don't pray this prayer.
他说：“儿子啊，请你不要做这种祷告。
Son, you don't need money.
因为你不需要钱。
Lord.” I need money. That's why I ask you.
他说不对啊，你搞错了，我真的需要钱。
And the Lord says, son, you don't need money.
然后就说儿子啊，你并不去赚钱啊。
What you need is to ask me for wisdom.
你所需要的是要跟我求智慧。
And suddenly God dropped a scripture into my mind.
那突然神就把一句就提醒我想到一句经节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16 come to my mind.
箴言第三章第十六节。
Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor.
箴言第三章第十六节讲到什么？她右手有长寿，左手有富贵。她的道是安乐，她的路是全是平安。
When you ask God for wisdom,
当你跟神求智慧的时候
，God will stretch out.Which is in the form of the spirit of wisdom, stretch out her left hand and bless you with riches.
那神他就会伸出他的左手，就是代表是充满了智慧的灵，他要按手在你身上来祝福你。
From that day, something changed in my mind concerning money.
就从那一天开始，我对金钱的观念就有了改变。
And suddenly everything changed in my life, and suddenly the breakthrough in finance start flowing bit by bit.Bit by bit flowing into my life.
我对所有事情的这种眼光也开始有了转变，那我就开始看到生命里面，包括我的财务上面就有所突破。
The title of my message is actually the key to living the best in life.
我今天晚上的主题呢，其实是讲到如何活出最美好生命的秘诀。
Wow, what a title! The key to living the best in this life.
活出你生命极致的这样的一个秘诀，一个要件。
How do we reap? How do we walk wisely to reap the rich blessings of God? This is what we want to know tonight.
我们今天晚上一定要学习到如何的得到神的智慧，来活出他的旨意，来活出我们生命的极致。
Tonight I'm talking to you about the key to the good things in life.
所以我要跟各位还要分享到。所谓美好的生命里面有哪些事情
Tonight I'm talking to you about how to live a good, prosperous life.
我今天讲到的也是你要如何去过一个丰盛的生活。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗
Would you now turn your Bible to Psalms 112?
请各位翻到诗篇112篇。
We can entitle it Living Clean for Comfortable Living.
你可以把这一篇命名为这个要过一个洁净舒适的生活。
This is the we can also call it the blueprint and the testimony of a successful man.
也可以这么讲说，诗篇第112篇是讲到一个非常成功的一位人士他生命的一个蓝图。
You know, a lot of mothers and a lot of fathers are hoping, wishing, and begging God that their children will be great on this earth.
许多为人父母，他们不断地在神面前祈求祷告，就是要让神来祝福他的子孙，让他的儿女成为世上的一个这个具有影响力的人。
And you know how they're going to get the answer? They get it by prayer.
他们以为能够透过祷告来得到答案。
But according to Psalms 112, that is not the way.
但是如果我们来看诗篇112篇的话，你就发现那个方法是错的。
Psalm 112 verse 2 say, His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
诗篇112篇第二节说，他的后裔在世必强盛，正直人的后代必要蒙福。
Now, are you ready for the good life?
你已经预备好要接受那个好生活吗？
Now, look at verse 3.
那看第三节。
Wealth and riches
货物跟钱财
shall be in the church.
是在哪里？
Did you say in the church?
是在教会吗?
If it is in the house,
是在他家里面。
If the wealth and the riches are in your house, what makes you?
那如果你的家有这么多的货物钱财，你是什么样的人呢?
A millionaire.
就是一个百万富翁。
Oh, I know you can't take it.
我发现你再没有办法。
But this is the Bible say.
那这是圣经讲的。
If you find the key to the good things in life, this is the key.
如果你得着这个能够过一个美好生命的这把钥匙的话
God says wealth and riches are going to be found in your house.
你就发现你要得着神的应许，就是货物跟钱财都要跑到你家里面。
And now you say, Wow, Pastor, I want money to be found in my house.
I want money to
be, money to be found in my house.
那你会跟我讲，啊，牧师啊，我真的是希望这个在我这句经节可以在我身上发生。
You are so shocked to find, he says, wealth and riches shall be in your house.
你会发现很特别的是，居然货物跟钱财是在你家中被发现。
You couldn't believe it that God would put such a word in the Bible.
你没有办法想象，神居然会把这句话放在圣经里面。
I repeat again, it is not scriptural to be poor.
所以我再强调一次，贫穷绝对不是圣经的话。
You are only poor because you are out of God's will. You are only poor because you violate God's principle. You are only poor because you are ignorant on how to prosper in life.
今天你会贫穷是因为你不明白神的教导，你会贫穷是因为你没有遵守神的原则。
And now I'm going to give you the key to enter into the house of the wealthy.
但是今天晚上我就要给你那一把钥匙，让你能够进入到那个丰盛生命的一个家里面。
And this is the master key.
那这个是最主要的这一把钥匙。
He say in verse 1.
在第一节讲到。
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments.
就是第一节，你们要赞美耶和华，敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。
This is the condition for the prosperity in your life.
这个就是今天你要得着丰盛生命的一个要诀。
He say, if this man were to fear God, if this man were to love my commandments, then wealth and riches shall be found in his house.
这个人如果他是敬畏耶和华，而且喜爱遵行他的命令的话，这个人他就要来得着神所有一切的祝福。
What is the fear of the Lord?
究竟敬畏神是什么？
Psalm 111 verse 10 say, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
诗篇111篇第四节，他行了奇事，使人纪念耶和华有恩惠有怜悯。
In other words, if you really fear the Lord, you will obey God.
对不起，我刚刚讲错。第十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。耶和华是永远当赞美的。
Now, according to this scripture,
从这句经节来看
，if you read the Bible carefully in Psalm 112.
如果你很仔细的来看诗篇112篇第二节，
It should be like this.
你就应该有这个东西。
The more spiritual you are,
你越属灵，
the more rich you become.
你就越有钱。
No, I know you don't understand. You don't understand. You thought more spiritual you are, the more poor you shall be.
我知道你一定现在讲说，啊，不对啊，牧师啊，你讲错了，这个越属灵应该越贫穷。
That has been a lie that the devil sowed into your mind for so long.
其实这是长久以来撒旦他在教会里面所撒下的一个谎言的种子。
Because the Bible says Psalm 112, if this man becomes spiritual, if this man is a holy man, then what happened? Riches and wealth will be found in his house.
因为诗篇112篇他告诉我们什么？只要这个人是敬畏耶和华，而且是喜爱遵守他的命令，他就要得货财得钱财。
So the correct thinking is, the more spiritual I am, the more blessed I will become.
所以正确的观念是什么？我越是属灵，越爱神，我就应该越有财富。
Health is wealth.
所谓的健康就是财富。
The more healthy you are spiritually, the more wealthy you should become.
换句话说，你属灵的生命越健康，你在属世上面的财富就应该越加增。
Amen.
Amen.
So we must change our concept tonight.
所以我们今天晚上一定要彻底改变观念。
Now would you turn, all of us please turn to Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24.
我们一起翻到箴言第十一篇第二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24.
箴言第十一章二十四节。
Now, do you remember yesterday I quote a scripture to you?
记不记得昨天我引用的一句经节？
It was 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
是哥林多后书第八章第九节。第九章第八节。
What does the scripture say?
那一句经节讲什么？
God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything that you may have an abundance of every good deed.
哥林多后书第九章第八节说，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样善事。
Now, put this in mind, and now we're going to read Proverbs 11:24.
记住这一句经节，然后我们再翻回到刚刚箴言第十一章二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
There is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty.
有施散的却更增添，有吝惜过度的反致穷乏。
Now, here is the key why so many Christians are poor.
所以接下来是为什么我要告诉你为什么那么多的基督徒他遭受贫穷。
A Christian likes to pray.
基督徒喜欢祷告。
A Christian likes to worship God.
一个基督徒喜欢敬拜神。
A Christian likes to read the Bible.
喜欢读圣经。
But Christians don't like to give.
但是非常不愿意施舍。
And that is the reason why you stay poor.
那也就是为什么你到今天还是贫穷的原因。
You see, you love to pray.
你很喜欢祷告。
You are very spiritual.
你非常属灵。
So spiritual that you become so blind.
你这么样的属灵，结果你根本就看不到旁边人的需要。
You pray, you fast even.
你可能你不仅是祷告，你还进食。
I see so many spiritual people, but they are so miserably poor.
我看到许许多多所谓敬虔爱神属灵的人，但是他们生活是一团糟，非常贫穷。
Because they have no brains.
因为他没有用大脑。
Because they never read the Bible carefully.
因为他们从来没有仔细的读圣经。
So you know what happened? They pray, they worship God, they read the Bible, but they are not willing to dig into their pockets to give to God.
他们可能就是拼命的祷告，然后敬拜，然后读圣经，读完之后呢，但是轮到他们要这个掏腰包要奉献的时候，就舍不得。
That's why we don't have many super rich businessmen.
那也就是为什么今天我们没有许我们这个基督徒。没有太多这些有钱的基督徒富有的基督徒
Because businessmen also make the same mistakes.
因为这些生意人呢他们也犯了同样错误
They gave out of their abundance.
他们觉得他们要放弃所有一切的这些
No. They gave out of their abundance means out of so much they give a little to God.
他们其实他们在这个奉献的当中是因为他们的这个有 过多的有剩余的才给
That's why there are so few super rich businessmen.
所以让他们呢根本没有办法成为一个超级这个富有的人。
If you are struggling in poverty tonight, listen. He that we hold more than is right, it leads to poverty.
所以今天晚上我要告诉各位，如果你在你的生命你现在正是面临到一些财务上的窘境，那我要告诉你，你越是吝惜，你越吝啬，你就越穷乏。
Now, you, it's going to change your mind now.
接下来的这个要改变你的想法。
You know why?Because the scripture says something that really bothers our mind.
因为圣经里面有一句话，它其实让我们实在是脑筋转不过来。
He said that if you scatter, if you give away money, yet you increase more.
圣经上说什么？你越给予别人，你反而得到越多。
This law seems very strange.
这个原则有一点奇怪，对不对？
You give away and yet you have more.
你越给出去，结果你反而得越多。
Do you know the word? He said, increase more. That means you give away. Let's say you give away $100, but you get back more than $100. What's that logic?
很具体的讲，就好比说，你今天这个奉献了100块，结果神要给你的是什么？超过100块，比100块更多。
It's not logical. If I gave away $100, I should have less $100, not more than $100.
以我们的逻辑是来讲说，哎，我今天既然从腰包里面掏出了100块，那我应该是少了100块才对，我怎么会有更多的钱呢？
This is how God tests man's heart.
但是这就是神他来测试我们的心肠。
That's why very few Christians are rich.
也就是为什么只有一点点的基督徒他是成为一个非常富有的人。
Because they fail the money test.
因为他们在财务上面没有过关。
They fail miserably.
他们在金钱上面彻底的失败。
Oh, I give, you know, but that giving failed the test to make you into the super rich class.
他们可能会讲说，有啊，我也有奉献，但是他们所奉献的并不是以他们这个所多余的来奉献，并没有按照神的法则来做。
The Bible says, when you scatter your money, it will increase more.
在英文上，他是讲说，是把钱这样散出去，这样散发出去。当你这样散出去的时候呢，你反而得着更多。
When you give away, more is coming back.
当你越给出去，你更多的钱就要进到你的腰包。
What is coming back to you?
什么要回到你的里面呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 is increasingly coming back to you.
就是刚刚我们读到的哥林多后书第九章里面所讲到，所有一切的都要充充足足的加给你。
When you give to God, God will increase the grace of God upon your life.
当你愿意再去撒种到神的国度里面的时候，神就要让他的恩典更加增到你的生命。
When you give to God, God will say you will increase in more sufficiency in all things.
当你愿意在神的国度里面撒种，你就发现神他要在各样的事上都使你充足有余。
When you scatter much, God say you will increase more in the abundance of everything.
神他说，只要你愿意施展的更多的话，他就要让你得到更多，是加增的。
Now who is the one that scatters?
到底是谁？这个施展的人是谁呢？
Verse 25.
在第二十五节。
The generous soul will be made rich. He who waters will also be watered himself.
就是刚刚从箴言的第十一篇二十五节，好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
Do you know that the word? He says a generous soul. If you're generous in your giving, you know why? Christians give, but they give so miserably.
这个地方讲到说你要好施舍，要很慷慨，但是我们基督徒往往都是什么非常痛不欲生的 去奉献。
Many times when people bless me with money,
当有人有奉献金钱给我的时候，
I say they can't make it. They can't make it.
他们可能就是说有一种这个讲说他们愿意支持奉献我多少，可是我可以清楚我可以知道他们做不到。
I'm very thankful for their gift, but the way they give to me, I know they can't make it.
我非常感激他们的那一份心，愿意支持奉献我，但是我知道他们根本做不到。
Because the way you give tells me you don't know how to prepare for great harvest to come to your life.
因为从你奉献拿出这笔奉献的那个态度，就能够去来断定你到底有没有预备好，你对这个话语有没有得到它的秘诀。
I'm still looking for the super rich.
我到今天我仍然还在找那个超级富有的基督徒。
I haven't found one yet.
还没有找到一个。
Because the way they give, I know they can't make it to the class.
因为从他们这个拿出奉献的态度，我就可以知道他们还没有办法达到那个等级。
What class?
那是什么样的等级？
He said the generous soul will be made rich.
这边讲什么？好施舍的必得丰裕。
This word rich in the Hebrew is the word dashan.
这个丰裕在希伯来文是叫 dashan.
Dashan means full of fatness.
这个 dashan 的意思就是说什么？是这个鬼准准。
dashan means abundant。
那也就是说什么？是你非常的富有，各式各样都很丰盛。
I'm telling you, when you are generous, you will live an abundant life. You will have abundance of riches.
所以如果你是一个好施舍的人，你就会发现你在你的生活所有的事情上面都是丰丰盛盛，充足有余。
I challenge you, there are still people have not yet tested.And prove this scripture that is true.
我告诉你，还有太多的基督徒根本没有这个信心来试验，拿这句话来试验。
They don't believe that this scripture is true.
他们不相信这句经节是真的。
Do you believe this scripture?
你相信这句经节吗？
No, you don't believe it.
我不觉得你相信。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
No, you don't believe it.
我不认为。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
我不相信你。
Because if it is true, how come your giving is not generous?
因为如果你真的相信这句经节，那为什么你的奉献是这么的稀少？
Are you generous in giving or are you stingy in giving?
你在奉献在给予上面是慷慨大方还是吝啬呢？
No, I'm going to challenge your thinking now. You see, every time the offering bag pass by you, you give $5, you give $10, you give $50 into the bag.
这个我接下来要刺激一下你的想法。每一次当奉献袋传到你面前的时候，你可能就想说那我拿个100块台币，这200块或300块丢进去就好了。
You know why? You know why you give so little?
你知道为什么你就拿这么一点点？
Because you have no revelation.
因为你根本没有得着启示。
Because if you really have revelation, this scripture is telling you, logically it's not true, but spiritually it's true. If you give, God said I will increase even more.
在逻辑上来讲是绝对说不通，但是以属灵的法则来讲，你会发现神他就是说，当你愿是慷慨施舍奉献，他就要更加增你所有一切。
This is how I survive being not working for 1.5 years.
这也就是我如何能够在一年半的当中，虽然都安息，没有工作，却能够仍然来养活自己。
You say, Pastor, how do you live?
你会问我说，那你一年半没工作，你吃什么呢？
God, say, God, you look after me.
那我自己来跟神讲，我说神啊，我就靠你，你要来养活我。
If I pray this kind of prayer, I will be poor.
如果我是用这种祷告的话，我跟你讲，我就受穷了。
Oh, I know, you are saying, Pastor, this should be the way we pray.
但是你就会跟我讲说，这不难道不是我们祷告的方式吗
？The right way to get money.
我告诉你，你真正要得到得自财这样的一个祷告，应该是。
You want to make money?
你想赚钱吗
？I'm going to teach you how to make more money.
那我要告诉你，怎么样去赚更多的钱。
The key to make more money in life is to give more money away.
你要赚更多钱的一个要诀就是什么？你要愿意更多的施舍出去。
God spoke to me, son. I want you to give this amount away.
因为神他曾经跟我讲说，儿子，我要你把这么多的这一笔钱给出去。
It's not logic. I'm not going to work for 1.5 years, and you ask me to give this big amount of money away. It's not logic.
在我逻辑上绝对过不去，因为我会想。我接下来一年半都没有要工作了，那我这笔钱如果给出去，我怎么活呢
？How I'm going to survive？
我要怎么过日子
？When I give it away to the minister of God, he said, I cannot take it. How are you going to survive？
当我把那一笔钱拿给那个传道人，照神的话来讲的时候，来做的时候，那传道人他不敢跟我拿，他说，我如果拿了，你接下来怎么过日子
？I say, I will survive happily and joyfully.
我反而告诉他说，你放心，我会喜乐感恩的来过我的日子。
Give the money away.
我就把那一笔钱奉献出去。
The Lord spoke to me.
神他就告诉我。
From today.
他说从今天开始。
Throughout your sabbatical leave.
一直在你所有的这个安息年的一年半当中。
Money is coming to your life.
许许多多的钱开始要进来。
And money start rolling in.
你绝对没有办法相信，开始有很多钱就一直这个滚滚而进。
I make money, but I'm not a businessman.
你要知道，我今天并不是一个这个商人。
And I cry and I say, God, it is true.
我就跟神讲说，神啊，你的话语果然是真的。
The Bible is true.
圣经的确是真理。
Generous soul shall be made rich.
一个好施舍的人，他必得丰裕。
If you want to live a prosperous life.You must first have a prosperous mind.
所以，如果你要过一个丰盛的生活的话，你就必须先要有一个那样的观念，一个过丰盛生命的一个态度。
If you are not comfortable with what I am teaching tonight, that shows your mind needs some renewal.
如果你对我今天晚上所分享的，你觉得你好像脑筋转不过来，你没有办法接受，那我想你可能回去要好好的去改变一下你的想法。
You said, Pastor, if you give me a scripture, then I will rest my peace.
那你跟我讲说，牧师，只要你再给我一个经节，那我的这个灵魂就可以安息下来。
You remember John the Apostle in 3 John verse 2 say, Beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper.
记不记得保罗曾经对一群这个基督徒他讲说，各位弟兄姐妹啊，我愿我为你们的祷告是你们众人都得丰盛
，and be in health，
而且是什么健康
？And watch what he said, even as thy soul prosper，
你的身体健壮，如同你的灵魂兴盛一样。
A lot of people will never make it in prosperity because.This mind is the greatest enemy.
有许多基督徒，他根本没有预备好，没有办法领受这样的一个丰盛的生命，因为他在他的思想观念上都没有办法改过来。
I'm going to teach you how to make money now.
所以接下来我就要告诉你怎么样赚钱。
A lot of people are busy making money.
许多人天天都是忙着去追钱。
But they forget one thing.
但他是忘了一件事。
While you are making money, don't neglect this to make investment on your mind.
当你在忙着追钱跑的时候呢，忙着去赚钱，你绝对不要忘了一件事，你要继续的在你的这思想观念上做投资。
A lot of people pray, 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 and still poor.
很多人他就祷告祷告祷告，可是还是很贫穷。
Because they don't understand to get money in life is not just prayer.
因为他们不明白，要得到一个丰盛的生命，不是只有靠祷告而已。
You got to have a prosperous mind.
你必须要一个这个丰盛的一种这个思想观念。
Now, just to prove to you that you need to have a prosperous mind.
为了要证明我刚刚所讲的。
Now, would you all of you turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 35?
可不可以请所有人一起翻到《使徒行传》第二十章第二十五节？
三十五节。
三十五节。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更有福。
Now, would all of you turn to that scripture? You turn it?
一起翻到了吗？使徒行传二十章三十五节。
You have it? Now,
有吗？
Can you kindly, all of us, read as together, one voice, read together with her.
我们可不可以一起重声来读三十五节？一起。我凡事给你们做榜样。叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人又当纪念主耶稣的话说施比受更为有福
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
It is not scriptural It is not scriptural to remain unblessed in life
不得到祝福的生命是一个不蒙福的生命其实并不合乎圣经
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
耶稣讲得非常清楚，你是一个非常蒙福的人，你就必须做到一点，你要多施舍。
Can I tell you why you remain poor?
可不可以让我告诉你，为什么你还是这么的贫穷呢
？Because your mind tells you it is more blessed to keep money.Than to give it away.
因为你的观念里面告诉你说，你越是把钱抓住，你才会越有钱。
True or not? That's the reason why the church is poor.
那也就是为什么到今天教会都还是受穷。
That's why businessmen cannot be multimillionaire because of this reason.
那也就是为什么即使是基督徒的这个商业从业人员，你还是没有办法成为一个百万富翁。
To be a multimillionaire, you need to have high level of revelation knowledge.
你要成为一个百万富翁，你就必须要得到这个很特别的一些启示性的话语。
If I share something, I'm telling you, it go way beyond your mind.
如果我要分享一些东西，是完完全全超出你过去这个的思想观念。
Because there are secrets of how to make more money in life.
因为我所分享的是要让你知道，怎么能够在生活里面、生命里面赚取更多的财富。
You see why you are poor because.You have been thinking it is more blessed to keep the money than to give it away.
因为在你旧有的观念里面，你是想，我今天这个越把我的钱保留住的话，我才会越富有。
Because you follow the world system, keep more money.
这种想法是这个世界巴比伦的想法。
You say why? Keep more money for the rainy day.
你会讲说，哎呀，这个以便不时之需嘛，所以我要把钱好好的这个保留住。
You have so much faith in keeping money for the rainy day that you believe so much for the rainy day floods are coming.
因为你就一直在讲说啊，我要这个以备不时之需，以备不时之需，结果这个不时真的来了，这个紧急的事故就终于来了。
The way of the kingdom is different.
但是神的国度的法则是完全相反。
It's not to keep your money, but to give it away.
他不是要你保住你的钱财，反而是要施展出去。
That's why he said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
所以耶稣才会告诉我们，施比受更为有福。
Now, I want to say something now.
我接下来跟你们讲一件事。
The word blessed in that verse is emphatic in the Greek language. Emphatic. That means it's highly emphasized.
更为有福，有福这个在希腊原文里面。其实它是在希腊的这个原文里面是非常被强调的，被强调出来的。
Now, it should be read like this. It is more blessed to give.
意思是什么？当你读起来的时候呢，应该是要很大声的说，是你施比受更为有福。
Now, watch this equation. It is blessed to receive, but it is more blessed to give it away.
要记住它，你要来去衡量一下两者的不同。第一个是你得到人的祝福，的确，这是蒙福的人。但是神却说，一个更为有福的是去施舍出去的人。
Tonight you have to choose life and prosperity.
所以今天晚上你就要做出抉择，来选出生命与这个福气。
You must not follow your mind, but follow the wisdom that is found in God's word.
你绝对不能再按照你个人这种旧有的思想观念，你要回到圣经里面来看神的教导。
Who do you want to be?
你想要成为什么样的人？
You want to be blessed or more blessed?
你想要做一个有福的人，还是一个更为有福的？
Who want to be blessed?
谁想要成为一个有福的？
哦、oh,
啊，有人。
You want to be blessed?
你只想成为有福的而已。
哦、oh, ，How many of you want to be more blessed?
有多少人想成为更为有福的
？You will not make it.
我要跟你讲，你也办不到。
Until.You dare to do it.
除非你怎么，你胆敢的把这句话付诸实行。
Do you dare to do it?
你敢去做吗
？That's the key.
那就是你的关键。
Do you know what bless means?
蒙福是什么意思呢
？In the Hebrew, it means to empower you for success in life.
所谓的蒙福在希伯来文是讲到什么？你能够得到能力，让你在生命里面成功。
I am only more blessed if I choose to be a giver.
但是我如果要成为一个更为有福的人，我就必须选择作为一个施散的人。
Yesterday at midnight, I was talking to my wife on the phone.
昨天晚上半夜的时候，我在电话上跟我妻子聊天。
And we were talking about sowing a big seed.
我们就谈到。将要即将这个撒的一个非常大的一颗种子。
He said, "That's what we're going to do. When I'm going back, we're going to sow a big seed."
那我们两个就同意了。等我这一趟回去之后呢，我们将要做一笔非常这个大的一个撒种的行动。
Wisdom is the ability to see what God wants you to see.
所谓的智慧就是什么？你能够去看见神所要你看见的。
God wants you to see.That it is more blessed to give than to receive.
神他要你看见是什么？是你今天是施比受还要更为有福。
Can you see?
你看见了吗
？Can you see?
你看见了吗
？What do you see?
你看到什么了
？Now I know how to be more blessed.
我看到的是什么？我知道我要如何成为更为有福的人。
You saw it now?
看到了吗
？So when the economy go down.
所以当这个经济整个崩盘的时候
How are you?
那你怎么样呢
I am more blessed
我仍然是一个更蒙福的人
No, the economy is down
所以你会想不对啊这整个经济都解体了
I am more blessed
可是神告诉我我是一个更蒙福的人
Because I'm not living in this economy
因为我不是活在这个经济体制之下
I'm living in the economy of God's kingdom
我活在神国度的经济体制底下
Everywhere is great unemployment. What will happen to you?
可能很多人都失业了，那你怎么办
？I am more blessed.
我要告诉你，是一个更蒙福的人。
You know the word more in the Greek is malon.
这个更加在希腊文里面是叫 malon.
Malon means more.
那这个 malon 它的原意呢是什么？加增又加增又加增是没有停止。
More, Hallelujah.
感谢主。
More blessed.
这是一个更为有福的人。
You know what more blessed means?
你知道什么叫做更为有福
？I am exceedingly blessed.
就是说我非常我超级在神面前超级的蒙福
When the economy is down the world say I am poor
我不会因为说整个经济它因为它整个经济垮了而我就会受穷
But yet I am in this world but I am not of this world
记得神怎么说耶稣讲说我虽然在这世上我却不属于这世界
I am more blessed
所以我可以成为一个更为有福
I am most blessed
我应该是一个最蒙福的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you now dig into your pocket and take out a money, a note?
可不可以请各位现在打开你的这个钱包，然后拿出一张钞票？
Okay, take it out.
就拿出一张钞票。
Take out a money, any notes now?
任何一张啊，100块、500、1000都可以。
Okay, take it out.
请你拿出来，高举起来。
Look at this money.
啊，你看一下你那张钱，那张钞票。
From now on.
从现在开始。
Money.
这张钞票，你说你要开始说钞票钱啊。
I'm not going to keep you anymore.
我啊，再也不要把你留在身上了。
Money.
钱啊。
I'm going to give you away.
我要把你给出去。
You say, Pastor, I cannot do that. I cannot do that.
那你会说，牧师啊，我这个我做不到，太难了。
Watch. I took money out of my wallet.
你看着，我从我的这个钱包里面拿出这张钞票。
I give it away.
然后给出去了。
One that scatters will increase more in my wallet.
啊，箴言他告诉我们什么？一个好施散的人呢，他就什么必得丰裕。
So you can say, money, I'm going to give you away.
所以你可以放心大胆的跟你的钞票讲。我呀，要把你给出去了。
Wallet, you are going to collect more money for me.
然后你就可以拿出你的钱包，跟你的钱包讲，更多的钱要滚进这个钱包里。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I'm going to say something to you.
现在我要跟你讲。
If you dare tonight to believe Acts 20:35.
如果你今天晚上真的敢相信，这个。使徒行传第二十章五节。
I prophesy something to you.
那我就要对你发出一个预言。
The day of poverty in your life is over.
这个预言就是你受穷的日子在今天就要完全的结束。
It's over. It's over. It's over.
不再受穷。
Poverty devils will run thousands of miles away from you.
因为这个贫穷的灵啊，他要这个躲你躲得远远的。
I know what I'm talking.Because 8 years ago, I handled that poverty spirit.
我非常知道我自己在讲的是什么，因为在八年以前我就有遇到这样的一个贫穷的灵。
And I told myself, I will never be poor anymore.
那时候我就跟我自己讲说，我那时候经历过这样的一个试探，我就晓得我在这一辈子将不再受穷。
All my friends in the ministry say, How you survive?
我所有的朋友在这个全职工厂里的朋友都说你这一段时间是怎么存活的。
I say I will never be poor.
我告诉他们说你放心，我绝对不会再受穷。
Because I found the key.
因为我已经找到那把钥匙。
I found the key to make money.
我找到那个赚钱的钥匙了。
And I'm living it and I'm enjoying it.
那你知道吗？从那一天开始，我不仅活在当中，我也享受其中。
But you know what's my goal?
那你知道我的目标是什么呢？
My goal is to help you in the future to make super, super money.
我的目标就是要帮助在座各位在未来的时间里面能够成为一个超级富有的人。
This is only beginning.
今天还只是一个起头而已。
2004 when I come again.
要等着2004年我回来的时候。
When I teach High level revelation, you will understand.
当我告诉你一个更高阶的这样的一个启示性话语的时候，你就可以明白。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you are determined to follow what you have learned today,
如果你今天真的是下定决心，你要把所学到的这一切付诸实行的话
，Every day you say, I am more, more, more. I am more, 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 more blessed.This is what you're going to say about your life.
你会发现这一首歌你将在一生里面不断的唱。
It is not a fantasy.
你也会发现这一句话再也不是个美梦而已。
It is a reality.
它要成真。
But so few are living in it.
但是很少的基督徒真正达到这个境界。
That's why God invites you tonight to go into your financial breakthrough.
所以为什么今天神他来感动你，让你今晚坐在这个地方得到那把钥匙。
I guarantee you, when you come for the next seminar, you will be even more shocked.
我敢跟你保证，你如果来参加下一场聚会的话，下一场特会的话，你会这个更得到更多的吃惊。
Because I'm going to say things that is going to shock your mind.
因为我所要分享的许多的教导，许多的原则，将要改变你，要震撼你的想法。
But it's all in the Bible.
但是所有我分享的东西都是从圣经出来的。
Do you dare to believe it?
问题是你胆敢相信吗？
And so I'll leave you here, and I hope you continue to see you in the next seminar.
所以我今晚就讲到这里，那我希望盼望在下一场特会里面能够再看到各位。
And in the next seminar, I'm going to teach you how to walk in wisdom. I'm going to talk about steps on how to walk in wisdom.
因为在下一场特会里面，我要教导的是，我要帮助你如何的行在智慧当中。我会把每一个步骤都很详细的告诉你。
Amen.
Amen.
It is time for breakthrough in finance.
我相信是已经到了在财务上面要有所突破的时候。
Let's pray.